There's a story of a ship captain who every day after breakfast in the mess leaves to go into his captain's quarters for just a few moments, and then he comes back out. What's interesting about this, though, is when he goes in, he's slumped over. He has a little bit of that hangdog look, so the cares of the world have beaten him down. But when he comes out, he's full of vim and vigor, ready to take on the day and whatever the sea may throw his way. Well, the first mate watches this for years. He wonders, what does the captain do in the quarters for such a short amount of time that can make such a difference? So one day the mess is quiet, there's only a few people in, and so the first mate takes the opportunity to peek through the keyhole when the captain goes in the quarters. And what he sees is the captain opens one of the desk drawers, takes out a small slip of paper, opens it up, reads it, folds it, puts it back, and closes the door. As soon as the door is closed, stands erect, he's ready. Now the question, of course, is, what's on the slip of paper? So the first mate's nothing if not patient, and one day the captain retires and the ship's leadership is given to the first mate. His first order of business, to go into the captain's quarters and check what's on that slip of paper. So he opens the desk, he takes out the piece of paper, he opens it up, and there written is, port is left, starboard is right. I like this story because it tells the tale of someone who needed to remind himself of the basics to keep him on the right path. He needed to remind himself of what the most important thing was, and that's what gave him the courage to handle everything else. Some years ago at a former parish of mine, there was a parishioner whose very loud-spoken aim was to see that I were to leave and go to other opportunities of ministry. And he was dogged. And it was tough, to be honest. I was a younger guy, kind of wondering, you know, what my place in it was, whether he was right or not, you know, did I need to go move on? And then I remembered something that I had read years ago that really had begun to be my little slip of paper. It was a quote from a Korean pastor, Edmund Chan, who wrote, "Disciple making is the process of bringing people into a right relationship with God and developing them to full maturity in Christ through intentional growth strategies that they might multiply the entire process in others also." Now, that's a bit more wordy than port left, starboard right, but I'm a preacher, so that's going to happen, right? I even went as far as to have that quote printed on the back of my business card, a little slip of paper that I could represent to others what I was about and remind myself that that is key to what I considered my calling to be. As a pastor, it was not to do all the other things that people would try to pull me away from the basics, but this was what it was all about. Discipleship. Introducing people to the Lord, helping them mature in their faith, that then together we might go and do the same for others. Now, there's a lot of pushback to that. People would always kind of bristle a bit. One of the first things was this misunderstanding that not all of us are called to be disciples. Well, we are. If you say that you believe Jesus is the Son of God and have committed to being a Christian, a follower, that's the very definition of disciple. One who follows, learning from Jesus how to become more like Jesus. In our text today, Jesus says, "Let your light shine before others so that others may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." In our baptism liturgy, that is what is said as we light the baptismal candle and present it to the newly baptized. Disciples are the baptized, called to follow Jesus and be light and salt for the world. Next pushback was this idea of maturity. Right? The second part of this discipleship process is to lead people into a maturity in their faith. And I get it. We don't like to be called immature in anything. But it is a call to take a look at ourselves and where we are in our journey of faith and to realize that, well, if we're trying to become more Christ-like in our walk, we ain't Jesus yet. We will continue to grow in our faith, learn the righteousness of God, live that for others until the day we die. There was always something new to learn and explore in service to the kingdom of heaven. And finally, there was this multiplication aspect of this quote. Right? We introduce people to God through Jesus. We help them mature in their faith so that they may turn and do it for others, multiplying, to grow the kingdom. And unfortunately, what this is boiled down to for modern-day Christianity is that's pretty much the pastor's job. Right? The pastor's the teacher and the preacher, the one who is to model the faith. And for many congregations, there's a discussion, how can the pastor bring in new people? It's all the baptized job. We are all called as baptized disciples to multiply the process of disciple-making. Now, I struggled for a while as to how to help people understand this process. And I thought to myself, if only there was an organization that the church could look at and learn from. And guess what I discovered? It's the scouting process. Today we celebrate Scout Sunday. We're glad to have guests among us. Let me ask for the congregation who has been involved in scouting at some point in their life. Yeah. What is scouting but an invitation into an intentional community, an expectation that there is a maturity, a maturation process, you progress through the ranks from, what's the very first, is it bear? No. Cub. Through eagle. Right? And then there's a lot of adult leaders wearing their scouting uniforms today. The expectation is that then you turn around and you help the cubs go through that process as well. So it is with discipleship. Now, we could argue Jesus did it first. That's what we have in the Sermon on the Mount. That's what we hear from our text today, and we'll hear it again next week. We heard it last week. And what did Jesus do? But he called disciples, invited them into a relationship with God through himself. He taught them, and then they went out and started the church after he ascended. So is our calling. Continue that cycle of introduction, maturity, multiplication. In our text today, Jesus calls the church to be salt and light for the sake of the world. And Jesus calls us to learn from the law and the prophets. We might be righteous. Our call to discipleship is a call into this righteousness. We might learn God's way, grow in our understanding of that and the application of that in our lives, and to walk alongside others, being helped when we need it, and helping others when they are in need. Port is left, starboard's right. Salt and light, law and prophets. All because Jesus is Savior and Lord.